I'm Umair Khan, and this is the Discover New Perspectives podcast, where I share tips on living life with a new perspective in the business, lifestyle, and spirituality domain, and the latest talk in town for the week. So stick around for the tips and tricks that will help you discover new perspectives to living life. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Discover New Perspectives podcast. Well, I'm back after 2 weeks. As you may be aware that I actually took a break last week from the podcast episode, and earlier this week I took a break from the blog post. Well, I wanted to take a step back, re-energize myself, and then we had the Eid festives. The Eid holidays came about on Tuesday, and then indulging in those Eid festives with my family and in-laws. So, well, I'm back, and you know, a lot has happened over the past week, from COVID-19 to local issues that are happening where I am based in Singapore. Just so many things happen around us and we get affected, you know. On a major level, we see, we hear about countries that were doing fairly well in controlling the COVID-19 cases, and now things have gone out of hand, or a very unfortunate incident that actually happened in a high school in Singapore. So, you know, we get affected by them. And beyond that, on a daily basis, you know, while we are scrolling on social media or we're having a conversation with someone and we hear something, we go into a spin loop. And then a lot of people have the habit of overthinking and overanalyzing these situations, in which they may not be directly involved, but they get directly affected by it. So, you know, when I was looking at all of this, I realized that, you know, whether it is self-doubt, hesitation, and overthinking, these are all things that affect us on a daily basis. And I actually want to do this episode where I will try to give you some surprising solutions to overthinking. And, you know, instead of being at the mercy of your fickle and often unhelpful thoughts, maybe I can help you discover patterns of thinking that can strengthen you, make you happier, and, well, hopefully, you know, bring you closer to achieving your goals. So, you know, if you are a lifelong overthinker who finally wants to start taking action, you are filled with negative thoughts and, you know, who need to inject some optimism into their lives, and, well, anyone who lets self-doubt interfere with work, life goals, or relationships, this episode is for you. So stay tuned to the main segment that's coming right up, where I will go deeper into all these different topics and help you discover a new perspective to stop overthinking. So guys, stay with me. All right, guys, now we're going to get straight into today's topic. And, you know, I'm going to actually help you learn to stop overthinking and start acting. You see, we all have an internal soundtrack. Unlike the movies, this soundtrack isn't composed of musical notes. It's a mental soundtrack. And more often than not, it's composed of self-denying thoughts. Our soundtrack, in other words, often consists of overthinking. When we overthink, we allow doubt, hesitation, and self-criticism to interfere with our plans. We procrastinate, we postpone, and as a result of you know, instead of acting boldly and decisively to make our dreams a reality, we timidly cling to the secure lives we already have. But, you know, what if things didn't have to be this way? Well, you don't have to imagine any longer. This podcast is where I will, you know, lay out some simple and straightforward advice for ditching your doubts, strengthening your self-belief. So if you stay tuned, you know, to this segment itself, this episode, you will learn how reading a couple of words can slow your physical movements, what overthinking has to do with neuroplasticity, and why excessive self-criticism is like facing a hostile jury. So, you know, the first thing I mentioned, you know, if you want to stop overthinking, then change the soundtrack of your thoughts. Guys, imagine if you could only listen to one playlist of songs for the rest of your life. The soundtrack to a famous movie, say, maybe, well, any soundtrack from a movie, from an album that you like, wherever you went, whatever you did, you would be hearing the same song repeated again and again. And the soundtrack would become a permanent part of your life. In that situation, you would probably think long and hard about what kind of soundtrack you would choose. Ideally, it wouldn't be something depressing or scary or unimaginative. I'm sure you would choose something comforting and inspiring instead. You know, this raises some provoking questions. If we had a scrutinized, you know, if we had scrutinized a musical playlist that hard, you know, if we were going to do that, why don't we take the same attitude toward our thoughts? Why do so many of us allow a loop of worried overthinking to play on repeat in our heads? Why don't we decide to swap out that old, tired soundtrack for something exciting, fresh, and encouraging? Well, the key message that I'm trying to deliver over here is, if you want to stop overthinking today, then change the soundtrack of your thoughts. You often hear people describe their thoughts as though they're independent, super-powered things, mind-dwelling creatures that can't be controlled. That's why people mention getting caught up in their thoughts or carried away by them. But guys, the truth is, you can choose your thought pattern and you can change the way you think. In other words, you can swap your old soundtrack for a new one and upgrade your life in the process. When you ditch your habit of overthinking, you don't just get rid of old thoughts. You give yourself the chance to replace them with new thoughts. Thoughts that will encourage you to achieve your goals and that will raise you rather than drag you down. You know, if you have been an overthinker for as long as you can remember, this might sound like an empty promise. As old saying goes, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But not in this case, guys. You know, these days we live in an age of neuroplasticity. We know that the brain itself will change in response to deliberate changes in our thinking. It is true that you won't be able to stop overthinking overnight, but with a little determination, you can make serious strides in the right direction. So now the question is, so just how can you, you know, you can rid yourself of the soundtracks that are holding you back, and what on earth are you going to replace them with? You know, I always like to ask a question, and then, even when I'm researching for an episode or thinking, I always like to ask myself a question, put an objective out there, and then work to answer it. So, you know, ask if your current soundtrack is true, helpful, and kind. You know, when you were a kid, you probably heard the phrase, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me." Back then, it could be a comforting line, especially if you were dealing with bullying and cruel school taunts. You know, in your school, you may have had been in a case where you were bullied, or there were cruel taunts. So, you know, these were things that I've actually heard people say that. But as we all eventually find out, words can hurt quite a lot. In fact, you know, it's true, no matter where the harsh words come from, whether they be uttered by school bullies or the equally cruel voice we use to criticize ourselves, the pain is the same. In short, words count, which is why you need to interrogate how your old soundtrack is talking to you. Again, guys, the key message in this episode, or in this part of the episode that I'm trying to deliver, is ask yourself if your current soundtrack is true, helpful, and kind. if you want to rid yourself of overthinking, then you have got to start by interrogating your soundtrack. Every time you have a thought that brings you down, lowers your self-esteem, or makes you fearful and hesitant, there are three questions to ask yourself. Question number one is whether the thought in question is true or not. If you're nervous about asking for a pay raise because you think your boss will fly into a rage and fire you, stop for a second and interrogate that thought. Is that really a likely scenario? Has your boss done anything like that in the past? Or are you just imagining unlikely catastrophes and convincing yourself they are probable? You know, if a thought isn't true, then discard it. If it does seem true, then it's past the first hurdle, but there are still two more. So, you know, the second question you need to ask yourself is whether the things your soundtrack is telling you are actually helpful. What effect will the thought have on your life if you allow it to circulate freely in your mind? Does it encourage you or discourage you? You know, if you are trying to lose weight, well, I have been on that journey and I believe I'm still on that journey. And you keep thinking about the previous four diets you have failed, then all you're doing is weakening your resolve and discouraging yourself. And the final question is whether the thought is kind. Does it sound like something you had said to someone you care about? Or is it downright nasty? If it's nasty, then the solution is clear. Remove it from your mental soundtrack. It's as simple as that. You know, now I've already shared about your change of soundtrack. How do you do it? What are the steps needed in order to change the soundtrack? You know what? Borrow a new, helpful soundtrack from the world around you. Could be anyone, but I'm going to share an example of... It's a bit out of the box for me to share such examples, especially when it comes to sharing examples on celebrities. But I think it's something that a lot of people could connect to. You know, I'm sure you would have heard of Kanye West, superstar rapper, record producer, and fashion designer. He isn't a man known for his modesty. Even before he found fame, his ego was big. In his early days, he was once overheard saying to a friend, "My life is dope and I do dope shit." Now, you know, that kind of brag might not be the type of thing you would say to a friend. But as an addition to your inner soundtrack, it's hard to beat. If you tend to think your way into self-doubt, then a soundtrack that reinforces your dopeness and the dopeness of your life is probably exactly what you need. You know, there's a lesson here actually. As you are interrogating your old unhelpful soundtracks using the techniques which I mentioned earlier, you should also be drawing inspiration for new soundtracks from the world around you. So, you know, when it comes to finding new soundtracks, the world isn't just your oyster, it's your record shop. You can try out any new album you like. When I was doing my research, you know, and I was thinking of sharing Kanye's line, I actually felt a little corny. But you know, bit by bit, it's actually quite believable. And you know, if you are reacting to positive events by saying everything is always working out for me, even if the event in question was something relatively trivial. Finding a parking spot on a busy weekend. Gradually, you'll find yourself feeling better about your life and more optimistic about the future. So, you know, if you are not sure where to start when it comes to picking a new soundtrack, here are some good ones that I actually... we'll be sharing with you when I was actually researching. So, you know, next time you face a difficult task, instead of focusing on the hard work ahead of you, dwell on how good you will feel once you have finished it. Whether it's a tricky workout at the gym or a long day in the office, use this soundtrack. I will feel awesome after. By foregrounding the sense of accomplishment, you will feel rather than the difficulty you will face. You prime yourself to start your task with a more optimistic and enthusiastic attitude. Another, I think I have been talking back to back for a couple of minutes now. So you know what? I always like to keep it candid. I'll hit the pause button for a minute, grab a glass of water, and then I will continue recording from where I stop. All right. I just had my glass of water, and I think I am good to continue recording this podcast. Well, another soundtrack you might want to try is something that I actually read online is Pivot, Don't Panic. You know, when the coronavirus pandemic struck us in 2020, people across the globe faced a decision: lose their heads or calmly adapt as best as possible. In other words, to panic or to pivot. To pivot means to remain flexible, knowing that the world can change at any second. In a time like ours, that's a valuable ability. So, invert an old soundtrack in order to create a new one. So now you may be telling yourself, well, I have begun to interrogate my old soundtrack and I am drawing inspiration for better ones from the world around me. But what if I don't know anyone like Kanye West? What if my environment isn't furnishing me with the type of inspiring examples I need? Well, then it's time to reconsider the old soundtrack. You know, you heard me right. The same ones you are trying to get rid of. Don't worry, the point isn't that you should hang on to them after all. Quite the opposite, actually. Every unhelpful soundtrack can actually be turned into a positive one. All you have to do is reverse it. You know, broken soundtracks often come in the form of absolutes and exaggerations. The absolutes tell you that things must happen a certain way, or that you will never be capable of achieving your goals, or that you will always experience failure. Negative obstacles like that are a telltale sign that a soundtrack is ripe for inversion. You know, in one of the cases that I was actually researching, you know, when I was doing my research and I came across this about someone who actually used this to make changes to their soundtrack. So, you know, where the person actually mentioned one of his soundtracks was putting him under intense pressure to finish writing a book. Every time he sat down in front of his computer, a voice inside his head insisted that he had to finish the entire book there and then. No ifs, ands, or buts. Then the interesting thing is, you may be wondering, did he succumb to the pressure? Not at all. You know, the author actually reorganized that absolute for exactly what it was: an old and broken soundtrack, something holding him back rather than driving him forward. Instead of giving in to it, he reversed it. Whereas the old soundtrack insisted that he had to finish writing the book in a single sitting, the new one said something very different. In short, it said that writing just a few pages would be perfectly fine. So, you know, if you're looking for a soundtrack to flip, then pay attention to the unkind things you believe about yourself. If your current soundtrack is telling you, I'm not going to get a promotion, then flip it. Tell yourself, you will get the promotion, and then put in the work to make it a reality. You can't make something just by saying it. You know, it's clear. But by exchanging your broken soundtracks for new, encouraging ones, you break the cycle of self-doubt and allow yourself to take the first step in the right direction. So, you know, do all of that, and then gather the evidence you need to prove your pocket jury wrong. You know, we have seen in movies, in courtroom drama shows, where the job of a jury is to listen to evidence and issue a verdict concerning the guilt of the defendant, guilty or not guilty. You know, that's a familiar legal phrase that we all would have heard. Now, speaking in front of a courtroom can be quite an experience. A jury is instructed to scrutinize your words and evaluate your behavior very carefully. And in a court of law, that makes sense. But what if you had a jury following you all around all day, every day, analyzing your mistakes and reaching cruel verdicts? What if you had a pocket jury, a soundtrack of harsh and unrelenting jurors sitting in your shirt pocket and criticizing your every move? What would you do then? You know, if you are like most people, you already have a pocket jury. You tend to form one over the course of your life. As you grow up and take on challenges, you will inevitably make a number of mistakes and encounter some blame and criticism along the way. That's only natural. But a problem arises when you allow someone who criticizes you to join your pocket jury. Whether it's a cranky former teacher, an unhappy ex, or a horrible boss, it's not uncommon to pick the harshest jurors and carry them with you throughout your life. You know, but luckily, you can actually teach the jury to behave. You may ask, you may be wondering, how? Well, we are talking about a kind of courtroom here. You know, it's a kind of a courtroom. So the best strategy is a legal one. Gathering and presenting evidence. You know, if your pocket jury is constantly telling you that you are an unlikable person, then you need to be on the lookout for any evidence that suggests otherwise. Did an old friend reach out to you on Facebook? Well, that seems like an evidence that he or she may like you. Did a stranger strike up a conversation with you on your commute? He or she must have seen something to like in you. At the start, you may find this difficult. While I was doing my research, I actually came across a psychological phenomenon called confirmation bias, which ensures that we pay the greatest attention to information that confirms our existing views. That means that if you're convinced your city is dangerous, you will quickly notice and remember any threats you come across, while paying less attention to signs that the city is actually relatively safe. Over time, though, as you deliberately gather evidence, you will overcome your existing biases and the harsh voices of your pocket jury will begin to fade. All right, guys, you know, we are almost towards the tail end of this episode. Just one last point that actually came up in my mind right now is we can actually use symbols to make us stick to our soundtracks. You know, it could be a quotation, it could be a picture that you put up in your bedroom, well, or a screensaver on your phone. You know, things that can actually remind you of that soundtrack. Every time you look at your symbol, you'll be reminded of the fresh and inspiring soundtrack you are just beginning to adapt. So, you know, I've seen a lot of people do things as such, you know, people that are trying to get fit, that might mean that they're hanging their running gear prominently in their bedroom. So there are a lot of things that you can actually do to remind you to positively reinforce the new soundtrack you are trying to adapt in your life. Well, guys, you know, I hope with the points that I shared with you in this main segment of this episode will actually help you develop a new positive soundtrack in your life. So, you know, stay tuned as I conclude this episode with my key message and actionable advice that you can implement in your life. So stay tuned. All right, guys. So now we are almost at the end of our episode. Let me just share my key message from this episode. Remember, you're not stuck with your current thoughts forever. If you are prone to overthinking, you can overcome it. Identify what old broken records your existing soundtrack consists of and replace them with new, more optimistic pattern of thoughts, patterns grounded in real evidence gathered from around the world. And you know, guys, an actionable advice for you, for me, for everyone, is instead of reacting to problems, respond to them. You know, imagine that you're taking a new medicine and you experience a reaction to it. For most people, the word react probably conjures images of allergies, hazards, negative health, which will spiral downwards. But if you respond to a medicine, that means it's working well. It's having the desired effect. You know, the late self-help guru Zig Ziglar recommended approaching difficulties with the aim of responding, not reacting. Taking action calmly, decisively, and optimistically is what responding to a problem looks like. You know what? Try it out next time you feel yourself reacting to stress, and I am sure that you will see a difference in your reaction, the way it makes you feel when you respond to a situation around you in such a manner. Well, guys, with this, I will conclude our sixth episode of the Discover New Perspectives podcast. We have another four more episodes, and I hope we get to do them over the next month. And with that, we will actually conclude the first season of our podcast. Well, you know, guys, if you actually like something from this episode, share it on your social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. I go by the handle iumerkhan91. Follow me on my website, iumerkhan.com, where you will, you will actually get access to weekly blog post. There are a lot of different things I write on, and if you're someone that likes poetry, you know what, there's a chance for you to read poetry on the blog itself. And with that, once again, as I always do, I like to thank Anchor for allowing me to create such amazing podcasts and distributing it to wherever you are listening. So guys, stay safe. I think COVID is on the rise in a lot of countries. Stay safe, mask up, follow whatever your local authorities have suggested. So, you know, inshallah, God willing, we will get over this together. And I will see you next Thursday evening, same time, same place, for another episode of the Discover New Perspective podcast. Till then, take care and good night.